We would like to welcome our radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street in Seymour, Indiana. Here at Trinity, we strive to be Christ's hands, feet, and heart in our community. We also invite you to join us on Sunday mornings for worship service at 10 a.m. You can also watch our worship service and our Spirit 23 devotions on YouTube. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of His kingdom, you can visit our website at www.dev.tumcseymour.org. We have a special music now. Amen. Almost went right into scripture. Special music now, Holy, Holy, Holy by Tony Ann Harris. Okay, we will have our scripture reading now. It's Ephesians 4:32, and it's found on page 1159 in your pew Bible, if you want to join along. It's pretty short, though. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Word of God for the people of God. And now we will have our sermon by Gary Dyer, Jesus Had Compassion.
Turn the machine on. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Thank God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Holy, holy, holy. They stand around the throne, 24 elders, 24 hours a day, crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And I think, why don't we do that? I go down the road, people say, well, who are you talking to? I said, I'm talking to God. I make it a habit of talking to Him. But today we're going to talk about compassion. And I thought a lot about this when I began to feel that. And let me tell you, I think when God, let me start with this. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, it's a must to be filled with the Holy Spirit and baptized. The Bible said, nobody's going to get in unless you are filled with the Holy Spirit. And you say, well, what is that? It's not a bad thing, because when God filled me with the Holy Spirit, there was a radical change in me. I'll use me as an example. You know, I told somebody the other day, I wasn't raised as a bad person. I was taught to pray, but different things in life will pull you into things that, like the war and things like that. And when I came home, my mother used to say, what's the matter with you, Gary? And I said, I don't know, Mama. I can't get back together. But when God filled me with the Holy Spirit on December the 23rd, 1978, what comes into a man and woman is love and joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, kindness, faith, and temperance. Do we need temperance today? Oh my goodness. You stop at a four-way stop and you see who's got temperance. In Jesus' name. But see, when those things come in, I tried to, in my mind, my little mind, to think about compassion. And I'll give you an example if it's okay. And welcome the radio audience out there. May God bless you. I wish we could give you a group hug. Amen. And how thankful it is that you're listening today. And I thought, well, I'll never be on the radio. Well, I am today. Hallelujah. And I thought I would never leave Indiana. And I've been to the Philippines, Vietnam 3 times, Africa, different nations. And I'm not bragging, but I'm just a country boy. But when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, if you'll let yourself be available, is anybody available today? I feel like I should be somewhere else moving around, but when you make yourself available, God says, okay, I can use you. Well, how do you do that? You do it by prayer. You do it by, let me tell you, do you spend a lot of time with your husband or your wife? Try that for a while and see if you don't spend some time with them, what happens? My wife got in my face one day and she said, you're hearing, but you're not listening. I said, well, let me. She said, no. I said, let me talk to. She said, just listen. But she did it in love. She didn't chastise me. But she said, listen to what I've got to tell you. And wives are so important, because when a guy thinks he's something really cool, sometimes your wife will come along and say, hey, you need to say a scripture. Instead of just quoting it out of the Bible, say what scripture it is. I said, okay. But she does things to help me along the way, as God does. But when He filled me with the Holy Spirit, I want to give you an example. And I pray the mayor's listening. But I was in the mayor's meeting room one day. And I went there with my agenda. I probably told you this before, but I had my agenda. The other pastors that were there from different churches, everybody had an agenda. Well, I'm going to ask the mayor this. I'm going to ask why the city council this, and you understand what agenda is, right? And I may not be the smartest guy in the group, but I was sitting in there, and I said a few things to the mayor, and others began to talk, but suddenly in the meeting, I felt a spirit come over me, a wave, like a wave. And in the mayor's meeting room, I didn't hear a voice, but I felt compassion. Am I clear today? I'm used to somebody saying, amen, hallelujah. But compassion came upon me in the office of the mayor with all those other pastors. My agenda went away. God wants us to take our agenda and move it out of the way and let His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Am I with anybody today? The Methodists, let me tell you, they used to be the shoutiest group going. I'm not patting you down, but I'm telling you, if you go read about the Cane Run Ridge Revival back in the 1800s, the Methodists led the way, and they were shouting, glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. They weren't afraid to stand up, and God began to move in that orchard land over there, Cane Run Ridge Revival, and people began to flock to that area, 20,000, 30,000. Only God can do that. I told them at harvest, I said, look at our seats. Look at the empty seats. I said, there's probably angels sitting around here waiting for you to shout. Hallelujah. But I asked them the other day a challenge. Jesus said to guard the Gethsemane before He went to the cross. I know He did it. I don't see how He made it, but I know He did it. And if you've ever watched The Passion of the Christ, we watched it again the other day and I cried. I know He did it, but I don't see how He made it. But He did it for you and me. Would that make you want to shout? Thank God Almighty, He did it for all of mankind. Amen. But after I felt that, I felt compassion for everybody in the room. The mayor, all these other pastors from different, they say different faiths, but the Bible said there's one faith, one Lord, one baptism. Hallelujah. If you read your book, you'll go, wow, something's going on here. The Holy Spirit. I ask Him today, Lord, Holy Spirit, You are welcome here. I'm expecting a move of the Holy Spirit here today that will change lives, touch hearts. Even on the radio, that somebody will say, well, what is that? I said, go ask God, asking for the Holy Spirit. And I prayed 3 months. I met a man one day, I saw in his he was old like I'm getting, an elder gentleman. And I said, I want what you got. And he said, it's the Holy Ghost. I said, well, how did I get it? He said, go ask. So I kept asking. Every time they had a church service, I went to the altar. I didn't care who sang. I didn't care who preached. I didn't care who did what. I was here. And I was asking for the Holy Spirit. I got hungry because I was sick of being sick. Tired of being tired, fighting Vietnam every day, drinking, smoking, cussing, fighting. But at the altar, something began to happen. Just as it did in the mayor's office. I went to his secretary and I said, I've got to talk to the mayor. I've got to talk to the mayor. I hope you don't mind me talking about him today. And she said, well, you can't, but I'll have him call you. Well, I went to court in Indiana, and I was picking up a load of food for the food pantry with a pallet jack in a box truck. My cell phone rings, and I said, Dyer. He said, Gary, this is Matt. I call him Mr. Mayor. And he said, what happened in that room? And I began to tell him what I'm telling you today. I said, Mr. Mayor, I felt something come over me that had compassion for everybody in that room that I didn't have before. And I said, I had compassion for you, Mr. Mayor. He said, thank you. He said, you're the first good report I've heard of that I've heard out of anybody. He said, I'm getting death threats. Now, I'm not lifting up the mayor or anybody. I'm just lifting up God and the Holy Spirit. You see what the Holy Spirit does? Compassion came into me because I guess He saw something. I needed more compassion. I stopped at McDonald's the other day, got me a cold drink, and I looked out there, there was a guy standing there. His face was all, you could tell he'd been out for a long time, weather-worn. It was raining. He had a sign that was homeless. I looked out there and I thought, man, I'm going to give that guy some stuff. I'm going to give him some money. I didn't give him a dollar. That's the most favorite thing in the church today is a dollar bill. I pulled out some cash. I'm not bragging, but I went out there and I said, if a man will stand in the rain, I'm going to give him something. I'm going to buy him some food. I'm going to give him some cash. You say, well, I don't do that. That's okay. But you understand when compassion comes, there's a need for that. Do you feel anything today that on the side, I need to do something for somebody else? Have you ever felt that? Does this make sense today? He said, verse 32, it says, it's important to practice kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. Forgiveness. I do it every day. I'm not too big a dude to tell you. I repent every day, sometimes in the morning, sometimes at noon, sometimes at night. I say, God, if I've said anything, I'm sorry. I probably said something that I don't know. I don't cuss or nothing, but anything. I don't, because I'm going to stand before the Lord one day face to face. And maybe he's going to say, well, what have you done for me to let you into my kingdom? But see, he's been working on me for 77 years. Is anybody with me? Yeah. It took a long time for this guy, I'm telling you. And he's still working on me. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Did you ever sing that as a child? He made this, what is it, the sun and the moon and the stars. You ever sing that as a kid? Maybe you didn't. As a kid, we used to sing red, yellow, black, and white. They are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Oh, see, I know a lot of you, I don't even know if you like me or not, but I'm going to tell you, I think about Trinity. I'm thinking about harvest today. I said, Larry, tell them, Jesus in the garden went back to the disciples and he said, can you not watch with me 1 hour? Can't you just take 1 hour and watch and wait for me? Huh? Yes, Lord, I love you. I was preaching up in Evansville one day and I looked over and I thought, I've killed that guy. He had on sunglasses, dark, and he was there. And he never moved. I said, hallelujah. I told Mama later, I said, I think I killed that guy. Well, at the end of the service, he finally moved. I was afraid he had died in the service. But I'm so thankful. Is anybody with me today? I'm thankful. Last November, I went down November, the 1st of November. A lot of things happened to me in November. Went into the service, but I went down, and I had to go to the hospital. And so for November, December, January, February were some really tough time for me. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. Man of faith, hurting, crying, going through stuff. I'm not telling you, a man of faith, come on. But my wife laid hands on me and she said, she just prayed for me and I began to feel better. Thank God for a wife, all right, that will pray for you. But once I got out of that, I'm thankful. I got up this morning, I'm so thankful for a hot shower. Oh, just the heat on the old body. And I could brush my, I'm thankful I could brush my teeth. I had stuff. You understand what I'm saying? I'm thankful for the little things now. Just the little things that I woke up. I could go to the bathroom. I don't know if I'm getting it through, but I know what it's like to have a sandbag for a pillow. I know what it's like to lay in the rain and try to sleep. I know what it's like to eat sea rations and be hungry. But I'm thankful. Is anybody with me today? I thank you, God, for the small things. Thank God Almighty. God, hallelujah. Jesus had compassion. Amen. The Bible describes compassion as showing or having mercy. Now, the Bible says this, I hope you agree with me, that what I give out, I get back. If I show mercy, mercy gets back. If I show love, love comes back. I told my sons one day, I said, if you ever get in a fight and you throw this out, get ready, one's coming back. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm more thankful today. I'm just telling you, God gave me a dose of compassion, and I'm talking about it today, but it came when I needed it. Samson was running through the town, and he was Samson, but he said when the Spirit of God came upon him, sap, he ripped doors off, defeated armies. Yeah, killed a lot of people. But then when the Spirit of God went on him, he was probably walking around like me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I wish that clock would slow down. I think it speeds up when I'm here. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Compassion is a form of love. You know that? People say, well, I don't like the mayor. But I had compassion. God's had to instruct me through the government, the things I say, the things that I've been talking about. Do you have compassion today? If you don't, ask him. He said, ask God. He said, if you lack wisdom, ask of me, says God, and I'll give it to you abundantly. So I've been asking for things. Is it all right? Hey, Jesus demonstrated and taught compassion in his words and deeds. He wouldn't just walk around and say, oh, I'm good, I got compassion now. People go, No, it happens. When you go out, nobody saw me give that guy money and the food. Now I find myself doing a lot of more times. People say, I wouldn't give them nothing. Well, I will. But I know when to give. Is anybody with me? If you're led by the Spirit, you'll know when to give. If you're led by the Spirit, you'll know what to do. If you're led by the Spirit, you know when to stand up and shout, hallelujah. If you want to build a farm, what do you build? You put some wood in there. Is anybody with me? Is your wood wet? Put some wood in your fire. Say, oh, Jesus. Go home and try it out. I get up in the middle of the night, and I'll be walking the floor. I say, oh, God, I'm thankful that I could get up. I'm thankful that I could walk. It's only because I went through a test. I went through an ordeal that was so uncomfortable for me and so humbling. I didn't like it. I didn't like what, if you've ever seen a doctor, two nurses walk into the room and you're laying there with nothing on, that's humbling. I'm a private person. I went, oh God. I said, there's two nurses. They didn't care. They didn't blink an eye. They didn't care. They didn't laugh. They just come in to help. But for Gary, I don't know, am I getting through to you? It was humbling. Brother Gordon, it was humbling. But it took that for me. Do you realize Jesus was so humble? He was nailed to a cross. Might have been naked. I don't know. I don't know if he had a loincloth out. But he said they stripped him of his gear and nailed him before the whole world. Through his arms and feet before the whole world. They nailed him. You talk about humbling. Oh, Jesus. He proved it, didn't he? But he looked up and everything that Jesus did, and I'll try to get to some of it here in the last few minutes, but he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Now, would I have said that? Wow. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Listen to this. In Mark 1:41, I'll give you a scripture. Jesus was moved with compassion. He put his hand and touched him. She talked about hands a while ago. He took his hands and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. You know why he said that? There was a leper coming. I went to a leper colony one time. It eats your fingers off and it starts eating your nose off and your ears. It starts eating your extremities. Till eventually it would probably, I guess, kill you. But when I went to the leper colony, I went there, and they had their hands covered and covered up, and we gave them food. But all I saw was men and women that wanted somebody to care, somebody to really care about them. And we gave them food. While I was standing there passing out food, suddenly I was in a vacuum, and I handed this woman with leprosy some food, and I was in this vacuum, and I felt like, oh God, am I leaving the earth? But the thought came to me, Brother Gordon, I said, I could do this for the rest of my life. I could be there passing out food to lepers. There was so much joy with it. I don't know if I'm getting through. Hallelujah. I tried to be quiet, but Jesus had it. The leper would call it unclean, unclean, unclean. And everybody would get back and say, don't touch him, get away. And Jesus said, come here. Come here. I want to love on you. Jesus had compassion. And he got to the leper. The leper said, if you will, you can cleanse me. And Jesus said, I will. He had compassion and touched that leper, and the leprosy was gone. What do you think that guy did? I didn't think he said, well, thank you, Jesus. I've been to the doctors, and I gave him $1.50, and thank you for touching me, and I'm healed of leprosy, and I'm going home now. No, I think he got hot. I don't think he sat down and said, okay, let's sing a song. I think that boy got excited. Is anybody excited this morning about Jesus? Yes, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what joy filled my soul. I mean, I like acting all the time, but I'm telling you, there's something inside of me that generates. When it starts to generate, I go, oh, hallelujah. Walked in the store the other day and hollered, hallelujah. And everybody went, they ain't used to that. We need to get them used to it. Did you used to holler praise the Lord? Did you used to pray in the morning? Did you used to get up and shout? Did you pray at night, oh God, I'm sorry? Mama got down, she said, 8:30 every night. Come on, boy, let's pray. Mama, 8:30 every night. I remember it well. She said, come on, boy, we're going to pray. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. She taught me that prayer. And eventually it graduated to our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. What he wants up there, he wants down here. Does anybody know that? He doesn't want us quiet. He doesn't want us sad. He doesn't want us sick. He wants to go into heaven. They're shouting. They're crying, holy, holy, holy. Glory to God. The angels have said, let us go bust some hides. Not yet. There's some angels up there who probably like to come and bust some hides. Jesus said, not yet. God said, not yet. The Bible said there'd be a space of about half an hour and they'd get quiet in heaven. And the angels will know, we're coming. We're going to bust some hides now. He's coming. I can guarantee you what, Jesus is coming. Have I made any sense today? Compassion will move you into an area you've never been before. Because the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I'm telling you today, the most powerful weapon you have in your side, your body, that comes out of your mouth is the Word of God. The devil's scared to death that you're going to find out who you are, how much power and authority you have. That's what the devil's afraid of. You can come to church the rest of your life, he don't care. But when you stand up and he came to Jesus and said, hey, if you're the Son of God, do this. And Jesus said, it's written. What did Jesus use on the devil? The Word of God. Kapoor. Kapoor. The last sermon I did here was out of your mouth is life and death. Kapoor. When you get to a four-way stop, say, oh, God bless them. Even if they're doing the international peace sign, just say, God bless them. They don't know what they're doing. I've had to do it. Ooh. My son would catch me every now and then. Farron's here. He'd say, Dad. Well, I just called him a moron. What I say, my son heard. I came to talk today about Every time that Jesus had compassion, he healed blind people. He raised the dead, healed the sick, cast out demons. I know we're running out of time, but time is in God's hands. He's not up there going, well, Gary, it's 10:45. You should have been done at 10:30. He's not doing that. You understand? He doesn't have a Rolex. Some of them fancy dudes got Rolexes, but Jesus doesn't have a Rolex, I don't think. No, he doesn't. But have I said something today about compassion? That when you find those things of the Holy Ghost, they'll begin to radiate out of you. I know some of you do it. Some of you work in food pantries. I'm not putting anybody down. Please don't get mad at me. I don't put anybody down. And I know, but when you find out how much the power and authority is in you, brothers and sisters, you'll scare the pants off the devil. He'll go running away. The Bible said, submit yourselves to God. Amen. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. He's got to go. You know what healed me of that great affliction I was into? The Word of God. I got in the mirror and I said, Gary Dar, do you believe what you're preaching? Life and death are in the power of your tongue. Do you believe that? Well, I've been preaching it. But I began to speak it. I spoke death into that affliction. I spoke life into every organ in my body. I began to take the Word and speak it back into me. Guess what? Healing began to come. I'm not going to tell you what happened, but for me it was such a relief. I said, thank God. Oh, thank God. I don't know if I could express how thankful I am, sister, just being here today. Do you know it's an honor to stand here today? I was trembling before I got up, but it's an honor to be here today. If I don't say something about Jesus Christ and what I think He gives to me, amen, I'm accountable. It is an honor to stand in your house today, Lord. They're watching. Think of that, angels, God, they're watching over the world today. I prayed for a long time that Seymour will be the city of God, is the city of God, and when God explodes over this city, it's going to affect Seymour, Jackson County, and all of southern Indiana. I felt that back in 1998, and I've been holding on to that. People said, ain't going to happen. I said, yes, it is. I keep speaking, yes, it is. Can you imagine the change that's going to happen? Amen. We pray for the police chief, the fire chief, the local city government. What affects them will affect the policeman. What affects them will affect the farmer. What affects the city council will affect the city. Do you know they have prayer up there every time they open up? But are you hearing? Like my wife said, are you listening? God's speaking to you.